Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hood Talk Radio with Cleveland's own Emax the Image, where we unravel the facts and bring the truth out of the lies. Wake up, everybody. It's Hood Talk Radio. You talk about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. You talking about it, we talk about it, they talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. We talking about it, they talking about it, we talking about it. Hood Talk Radio. What it do, everybody? It's your boy, Emax, man, and you have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio. Tonight, we will focus on some random thoughts, you know, things of that nature, and basically get into some definitely talked about issues and conversations with some people that I've had today. And there was another one of those wonderful days out here in Cleveland, Ohio. And I'm sad to say to everybody that I really don't always get a chance to check on all my pages, and two Facebook pages, my Reverb Nation page and everything. And lately, I've been able to settle down long enough to do those things. Now, what's important to me is important to you, and I swear that I mean you no harm. It's all about your growth. If I can grow, then so can you. Okay? Tonight, we're going to have, supposedly, special guest calling in, got a new addition to our show and our network of shows, and we just here to network and help people with their growth and anything that they could possibly endeavor themselves into, all right? The number to call in tonight is 646-478-0944, and I really need to know that you guys can hear me pretty good, okay? So if I'm multitasking here, and it's okay. All right, like I said, the number to call in is 646-478-0944. Holla at your boy, Emax, and we will have you live on the air, okay? One thing I want to say about this show is that we love you, man. We love you all. You know what I'm saying? And I just want to say thank you to all of the other shows out there. And pretty much, man, everything that I'm trying to do with what we got here on Hood Talk Radio. All right? So if you understand what I'm saying and where I'm coming from, then I'm pretty sure that when the time is right, we will be able to find a book. All right? So I'm looking right now online just so I could find out exactly where Hood Talk Radio is. Homeblocksradio.com. And then that way, what I'm saying to you will make sense. Okay? So we're going to keep on searching. I see right now we're not on the first page. And it's usually where we are. On the first page. So I'm at the second page right now, just trying to get y'all loaded up. But in the meantime, what we're going to do is make sure that you have as much information about what's going on in our lives every day that I have. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you all don't have as much time as you would like. We always go, and we always need somebody to give us a leg up sometime, okay? And sometimes, you know, you don't always have time to meet and sit down and basically fuck us off, you know what I mean? Let's say, for instance, you want to go to an endeavor, or if you
to figure out what your life is actually having. Have a chance to, you know, do a little bit of research and things for yourself. Back up. That door's closed. Go. So you need somebody to help you do the research for you. So we're here for it. So here's our radio. 646-4780-944. You press the button if you want to talk. I'm laughing because my is here in the studio with me. They feel like we know what I'm doing, man. Excuse me. But at the same time, sometimes, you know, a lot of us need a little bit of a push or a little bit of, I don't know, a leg up is something that we really trying to pick up. You know what I mean? And so you can call us, talk about anything you want to talk about, whatever it is that's on your mind. And that's what we're here for. Here to talk with you. Right? You don't want to get into the conversation you had. It was just, you know, some random thoughts. And we had a retirement in the city, and ironic, because we here today, we're talking. So, the thing with me is that I have this understanding that we, it's not we were given or entitled to things, as a lot of people like to use that word, entitlement, or something that is really not you. Okay? Entitlement does not mean I owe you, and that it's automatically given to you, and that it's set aside for you. That is not an entitlement. And entitlement means that regardless of whatever, this is something that can never be transacted to or not. And then that'll be taken. But don't get pushed to be entitled to something means that somebody owes you. Alright, that's the language, the words again that we always talking about. You know, people just don't seem to want to take a grasp on. Because you hear these words every day, but like the title of being to your car. You get that title when you say it's cool for it. You know, and you know. Entitled. And that means basically to designate something for a specific person, for a specific reason, or for a specific people. But it's really to designate. Right? You can't designate what you're looking for, and I'm not. What we can do for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I designate that today is just for you. I'm going to spend my whole day with you. So, today I'm entitling you all of my time. You know what I'm saying? Not just all of my time, but all of my energy, all of my safety. You are. Not because I gave it. I designated it that for you. That is your entitlement. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm out the way. And yes, you can find this on the first page. You want to blog talk with you. And then you click live with the page that's on. And you click self-help. And then there's a category you can say, it seems like I'm having some issues.
Yeah, see they ain't ready for us.
I was watching Roots today.
They ain't ready for things in mind.
Thinking about Coach the Kid saying,
some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
This in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block, and everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach, and now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug, he feel the drug. Of that loud pack, of the mirror, of that Keisha, and everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at, and I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented, coming down in grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. To back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth, live a room, I just speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
When I started days of old, drop top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white, huh? And the
testing,
cop was shooting us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. With me till I bleed, I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change.
Check two.
Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Every morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped. Cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my
career don't involve around that. That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it. Coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I don't know, man. I don't know. 646-478-0949. It's your boy, Matt. You have tuned in to Hood Talk Radio, and we have a special caller that's calling in tonight, and we are going to bring them in at this point. Yes, 786-488. You are with E-Max and Hood Talk Radio. Who might this be?
Good evening. This is Kristen Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. And here's your weekly sports report, The Pulse. In the NBA, there has been great news for the Cavs and their chances at a playoff berth. Kyrie made his return to the starting lineup. If you didn't know, Kyrie sustained a left bicep injury on a freakish play versus the Los Angeles Clippers. But with his return, it makes our playoff chances easier due to his electrifying play and leadership. In the NCAA March Madness, it has been a long road for these last four teams, with UConn facing Florida and Kentucky facing Wisconsin. I believe Florida will beat UConn by 10-plus points, and that Kentucky rolls on and beats Wisconsin by less than 5 points in a high-intensity game. Today's history in sports. In 1984, Don Thompson became the first black coach to lead his team to the NCAA College Basketball Championship. In 1995, the strike by MLB players in professional sports history ended when baseball owners agreed to let players play without a contract. In 2003, Alex Rodriguez became the youngest player to hit 300 home runs. He beat the former record holder, Jimmy Fox, by 79 days. Now back to EMAX and Hood Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you very much for that wonderful sports break, man. I'm telling y'all, we have a wonderful team we're putting together here on Hood Talk Radio for you, or actually just on the Lot of Fam Network family of shows here. And that's the Chris Clark News Minute. I swear it is, man. Wonderful, wonderful job. Always want to keep the, and let you know that, like I said before, you're welcome to call in on any show, man. I'm glad you're doing your thing, and we encourage you to keep going and, you know, just keep doing what you do. It's a wonderful blessing to the show. I appreciate that, all right?
All right, appreciate you too, sir.
Oh, yeah, you good. Now, y'all welcome to listen in and join in. I got a couple topics I want to touch on, and one thing that is for certain, and it's not that I'm tired of it or anything, but I'm really more concerned about the attention that our people, especially our children, are giving to this social media. Now, fortunately for me, the time that I had to spend doing some research on certain aspects of the things that we are so in love with, you know what I'm saying? And I understand in a digital age, a lot of our parents don't understand that we are in a digital age, and technology has really taken our children away from us in so many aspects. And so what happens as parents,
not only to try and keep up with them, but to relate to our children, whether corny or not, as it may seem. You know, we released things our parents is corny too. So, you know what I'm saying? Let it be that our children have some things that we may not understand, but it will be better for us as parents to understand, at least to some degree, those things that our children are interested in, and therefore being able to keep up with. Because I'm so sick and tired of hearing, you know, people on the radio talking about, oh, my son did this and all. I didn't know my daughter was like that. You understand? Social media. You know what I mean? If you think about it, what does it really mean? You understand that part, you first have to break down the definition of social. You need to break down the definition of media. Or if you'd like to switch over to another mode.
Mike in. Can y'all hear me back there?
Can you hear me okay? Can y'all hear me?
Can you hear me? Okay, we're going to go with the tried and true and the trusted. And then we're going to let that be. All right. So y'all just give me a second. And
All right. Sorry about that foobar, everybody. This is your boy, Max, man. You know how it go when you got no equipment and shit. You try to do everything perfect. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it don't. That little rock song was called A Better One. Okay. So this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to just jump straight into the topic we had for this hour, because, of course, we got like a little bit more than an hour left. So we're not going to play around with it. Before my microphone started whooping and whooping and whooping and back and forth and then back and forth and then in and out, I was getting into this phenomenon about our social media, okay? A lot of our kids are actually, you know, really caught up into this thing. And personally for me, I feel like it's a technological thing. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like it's something that was driven in them, or less like programmed. You know what I mean? Because it's amazing how fast they take to video games and things that we really don't understand. So we have to be able to, as parents, like I was saying, connect and relate to our children in a way that we can't be denied as being a part of their lives. You know what I mean? Technology made it almost impossible for parents to understand our kids. And if you know history like, you know, we're supposed to, when you got kids and y'all doing things that you as a parent are really, see, look, we struggling, okay? I'm just going to, you know, cut the shit and let it be what it is. We struggling out here. And I don't just mean black folks. I mean folks, people. So because we working so much and because we going to school and because we doing things to try to enrich not only our lives but the lives of our children and to provide some type of support for a future, you know what I mean, lots of us do actually have directives for our family heritage. A lot of us don't care. We have no idea what it means to be connected through family. And so what do? We abuse them. We abuse family like people we don't know. We take advantage of family like people we don't know. We do things to our family, the same thing we do to people that we do and we don't know. And that's a fucking shame. You know, I just got a phone call. Kind of threw me off a little bit. My mom, she's been struggling hard to get her a whip, and my sister just be dogging her. Just dogging her, man. And tore her shit up, hitting chuck holes and everything. Everybody else been driving my mother's car. But my sister tore up my mother's car and feel like she ain't responsible for it. Like she ain't responsible for it. So, man, I don't know. But these are the things that I'm talking about. These are the things that I'm talking about. I don't know how people treat their parents the way they do. I don't understand how parents nowadays, and I ain't saying that all the parents from back in the day was, you know, disciplinarians and direct and strict and really didn't give a fuck about being their kids' friends, parents. So it's our responsibility as a parent when we letting our kids do things, join these social websites, you know what I'm saying, put up Facebook profiles and everything is Zeus and all this and all that, and don't read the terms and policies and don't understand it because it's fun to do. And then we turn around and we put all our business there. Okay? So since it is such a big, gigantic part of our lives, what I have for you tonight is we're going to break down faith and we're going to break down book. Right, because apparently a lot of people didn't listen to me when I basically had the information and also posted and shared it to Facebook about the nature of Facebook. It is called social media. So there you have four words, America and everybody else in the world that can hear my voice. You got four words that you can research the meaning. And if you like me, you're going to find so many meanings that eventually you'll find one that suits what it is you're looking for. Just like I did. Because in the world today, we got words, and they all mean so many different things, and they all entail so many different ideas, and you can come to so many conclusions from the many definitions of one word. So today, we're going to go to, we're going to look up, which I did, and I gave a couple of, you know, I wrote down like maybe eight different definitions of that word. Okay? Then we'll go to different definitions of the same word. And then you'll understand where I'm coming from. All right? Now, before I get started with this, I want to take just a little small break, and we will be back. Hood Talk Radio, man. Trying to get it all together at one time, and here we go.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
from Emax the Image, as well as a full song from him. Black House Sounds is doing one song. Miss Chocolate Cake will provide some a cappella harmony as well as a full vocal tone. I know I'll be doing a little something. This is a headline performance, but I want to throw it out there and let people know that the last time I was in Tucker's Casino doing that 137 shots, I was taken out in handcuffs. This time, I can promise people that this upcoming performance will be very memorable because I just want to bring it back to when I came in. You did a show. You know, even if an artist was just walking back and forth, they did a show or they made you feel good. And, you know, it's been an honor to have Big Brother Emax the Image because I want to just throw that out there, man. You take the time to teach knowledge every week. And sometimes people don't want that, especially when you get on subjects where you're telling the truth and you're bringing up things about politics, the churches, to the history of churches, where it come from. It's like if you're not thinking about the lines of thou art shalt believe one thing and that's it, then it's like you set yourself up as a constant talk. And so just to say that, I appreciate the fact that you allowed me to be able to bring viewpoints with facts, throw it out there, and you never ran scared, you know, and that takes a lot. You never ran scared. When we were doing 137 shots, the original was 137 rounds. You did not sit back and say, you know, you really shouldn't say that. You know, you really should. Like, you were just like, okay, yeah, cool, whatever, let's finish this up. Okay. You have been on the front lines on that. So I just wanted to take that time and segue it into, of course, what this show is. It's Hood Talk Radio. And it does not matter if people don't take advantage of it yet. They're going to have to take advantage of it because it's not going anywhere.
Charlene. It's Charlene. I'm looking at a coffee mug and some flyers that let me know that this is okay. What I'm doing is all right. So,
right.
And just like you segue me into it, I appreciate that, Al. And just
no
so you understand, I should have, and like I said, we get into the educational. We get into, I ain't watched Popeye in a long time. But, yeah, the whole premise of the show, man, the design and the structure of the show is for awareness. You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is that if I am made aware of some things, okay, and it's based on what's brought, you know, into my attention and the research that I'm allowed and I'm able to do, and I'm happy to do it. I love what I do. You know, so it all makes sense to me to be able to turn around and share, you know what I'm saying, so to speak, our own underground railroad, so to speak. We got a way to help you get out that slave mentality. We call it option. We call it choices, okay? And so in this show tonight, I've learned some other things that I could do better. All right? And basically, I'm exercising my right to do what I could do better, to do things better. And just by me learning some things that will make this better and make it more simple, it will actually help you to understand some things also. So I'm the crash test dummy, and I'm here to give you my analysis. after busting my head a couple of times. So some conversations, and we had started this, but I had a couple technical difficulties. As you know, sometimes we get deep. They want to cut us off. They want to do this, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But it's basically the testing of some new equipment, and I didn't test it prior. So it's certain things that, you know, you can't bypass when you're using new equipment and stuff like that. So some stuff you have to have it, and outside you'll have difficulty. So We just going to stick with the tried and true until we can get some other things sorted out. But the topic of tonight was two words, y'all. Two words. I sit around and I watch all day. I sit around and I see people. And it ain't even older people. It's the young people. I would say generations 10 years and back. It was starting 10 years ago. Okay, let's go 10 years. Let's go 12, 13 years. We're going to start that. We're going to give them the benefit of the doubt. But from 12 years ago, somebody was born. At 12 years ago, somebody was able to get them a phone, and the first thing they did was connect themselves to every last part of the social media network that's out here in this world. And every time something new, it was a new account popped up, and it never gave you a reason to put that damn phone down. Kids don't have a reason to put the fucking phone down no more, okay? Video games ain't doing it. They'll put their phone down to play a video game. But once or during the video game, you'll notice that a lot of our younger generations, anybody 10 years or 12 years or older or younger than us, you'll notice that they're stuck in those cell phones. They're just computers in your hand. Okay, so I was prompted to do a little bit of research on four words, all right? One of those words was social. The second word was media, okay? Now, next week we're going to get into social and media, but just bring the interest of the topic for the next couple of weeks. This is a series this week and next week. We're going to get into these other two words that I love to see. Face and book. Now, the thing is that both of those words are part of our everyday lives. They've been part of our lives and everybody's lives for millennia. Okay? But it wasn't until, I'd say maybe, but 13, 14 years ago, a man named Mark Zuckerberg, you know, was in college with some of his buddies, and they came up with this little program for a test. All right? It was actually just a science project for, you know, to pass a class as a test. So they came up with this idea of a social media page called Facebook.
Okay.
And it took off, and it's sweeping the world. Billions of people, everybody damn near is on Facebook. Okay, so I started doing a little research on that shit, and they started talking about how it's getting to the point in certain places that if you don't have a Facebook account, that you might be subject to a little scrutiny from the authorities. It's like you had something. Because so many people go on Facebook, okay?
Right.
So many people go on Facebook that they, they put everything, their whole life is built around and based around what's going on Facebook. And I can prove it because I know people that get bent out of shape over some of the shit they read on their pages, especially some of the comments that's being made to them by other people that post on their page. So I decided to do a little research of my own to find out what exactly Facebook is. Because everybody wants to attribute it to being social media. Okay, a good way to network with people and this and that and the other. But that's exactly what it is. It's a social, meaning a part of society. Okay? Media,
right.
Meaning an avenue of transference. A CD is media, okay? A DVD is media. A VCR or a cassette tape, that's media, all right? The use of words in the language that we have today is so fucking confusing that it's no wonder people nowadays are so screwed up, okay? Because media is a way, it's like a bus. It's a way to get the information across. It's a way to get. Now, if you didn't have a CD, How could you make a CD player work? It's the media. When you buy a computer or you buy a phone or you buy a camera and you read the book or you read, tell them about the stories, it's called removable media, your SD card. Ooh. That's removable media. All right? Media is the object that transfers information. Okay? So, social media, and I'm giving y'all a little bit too much for next week's topic, but just to give you a start. Okay? So, here we are with Facebook. So I said, let's give up some definitions, and it fucking came up with some crazy shit for me. Now, everybody and their mama knows that the definition of face is the front part of the head that has the eyes, nose, and mouth. Okay, that's the face. Okay, we call that the thing, okay, because that is the noun. It breaks down into the noun. But face can also mean a look, a facial expression, the way you twist your face up, twist your lips, whatever, or the way something appears when it's seen for the first time. That's called face. That's the adjective, the definition, excuse me, the adjective or the thing that describes what's going on with that face, that thing, okay? You can also look at the word face as who. When I see your face, just think about words like that. When I see your face, I know you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I recognized you. I looked at your face, and I thought it was you, but it wasn't you. That's who. But they call it, in the dictionary, a means of identification. And what did I just say? Who. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All of this comes from that one word, face. Okay? Mm. I ain't even done yet. Okay, now we got through the thing, which is the face. We got through the look, which is a facial expression or the way it seems or appears. And then we got the who, the identification factor. Who? All right? And then you have the makeup of the face, meaning the outward appearance. Now, here's where it gets confusing. Okay, we see face, and we see definition number 5 in Webster's Dictionary as the outward appearance, okay, or the aspect of a thing upon examination. That means, what is it comprised of? What is it made of? Okay, we see the face, we see the expressions, we know who it is, but what are the characteristics of this face based on the superficial examination, just a glance at it? In other words, that's what superficial is. You know, you just glanced at it. You really didn't examine it. You just looked at it and was like, yeah, okay. More or less like you do when you pick up an orange or an apple. All right? Okay, now, I got down and I learned that when I'm looking at definitions of a word, I have to look for the definition that's relevant to what it is that I'm researching or I'm studying for. So some of the words that we use every day and the things that we learn take a twist. Okay, now here's a twist in the word face, part of a consequence. It's called assurance or confidence. Okay, but either one of those would be a consequence of something. You might get your butt kicked and you lose your face, or your pride or your dignity or your prestige might be knocked down a little bit. So that's losing face. That also is a descriptive word, meaning an adjective, and is describing something and not the actual thing of your face. It becomes a derivative of face or something else besides the identification of who you are. It becomes part of your action, okay? Like, I got to face this tribe, or I got to face this girl, or I got to go in here, I'm a heavyweight boxer, and I got to face Mike Tyson for his title, you know? Now, if you're in the construction world, and you know or if you into science or architecture or anything like that, when somebody says, turn that block of wood down to the face and start work there. Now, in that instance, the word face is the front, upper, or outer surface of something having multiple sides. So do you get where I'm going with this? Face is more than just what you see in the mirror, okay? Face is more than what you see in the mirror. So when you are using that portion of your brain, think about all of the definitions. And I don't have every last one of them wrote down because we don't got that much time in the show for all that. You know what I'm saying? But just think about the many things that you could use the word face to describe when you are thinking of something or when you are busy. When you sitting on Facebook typing your ass away for 2 or 3 or 4 hours at a time, walking down the street, looking down at your phone, ain't paying attention to the traffic signs and cars about to run you over, and you get mad because you ain't looking. See, they should call the smartphone a dummy phone because it take all your attention away from normal everyday life. You miss shit always on that phone. You really do. Okay? Now, we figured out that the face is identification. But did you know that face also means surface, specifically prepared. The side of a thing marked for identification. All right? And it also means spite. Remember those days when somebody used to be like, man, I'm going to kick your butt after school. And everybody in school like, ooh, man, he said he's going to knock you out of the school. Right. And so to save your face, so to save your pride and your dignity, you showed up to what? Face the bully.
Mm.
In spite of your fear, you went out to face the bully, not knowing whether he was going to whoop his ass or he was going to whoop yours. But you faced him. All right? You gotta kind of, you know, understand what we're dealing here with. Now, the other part of that is the word book. All right, here we go. Now, if you're a religious person, book means Bible. Bible is translated into book. It's in every dictionary I've read. So, and especially the one I'm looking at right now, it says book. And then it gives you about 9 different types of meanings in the word book. And one of them is capitalized. It's called the Bible. Now, they describe the Bible as something that yields knowledge or understanding. Well, you have to know what that word yields means, okay? Figure that out, and you'll know what that's a bullshit statement, okay? yield allows, all right? Okay, yields allows, because if you see that word yield in the street, what does that mean? Allow the other cars to go by. Stop and let the other traffic go, all right? And when the other traffic go, you go ahead. Now, when you're on the highway, it says yield. That means if you can't get into traffic with the speed of the highway, you got to stop.
Right.
But if you can blend in with the traffic, by all means, proceed. So, you know, something that yields knowledge or understanding, that will allow you some knowledge and understanding. Okay? Stop that. It's all about what it means, the language, the terminology of a thing. Now, in Western dictionary, the word book is described as a noun. It's a set of printed sheets of paper that are held together inside a cover. Now, excuse me. That's the first definition for the dummies. Okay, now here it is. Here's another one for dummies. a set of sheets of paper that are inside a cover and that you can write information on. That's a book. So a book is just something that's in a cover. It could be sheets of paper that is inside a cover with nothing on them. Blank sheets of paper. So when you go to the dollar store and you buy one of those little what? They call them notebooks. All right? There's a reason why it's called a book, a notebook. That means it's a set of sheets of paper that are inside a cover and that you can write information on. So a book is something that is enclosed in a cover whether you got words on it or not. That's something to consider there. Okay? Here it is in another one. A set of written, printed, or blank sheets of paper bound together into a volume. All right? Now, this one kind of struck me odd. A record of a business's financial transaction or financial condition. So that's the books. You know, when people always tell us how I got to do my books and this and that and the other, blue, blue, blue. Okay. All right. We already understand about yielding knowledge and understanding. Okay. Now, here is, so this is where it gets sweet at y'all. The second and the fourth definition, it breaks down into two sub-definitions. One of them is inside information or analysis, all right? And the example that they gave is he or she can't hit a curveball. This is what the record shows. You can't hit a curveball. Now, y'all got to listen to this one very, very slowly. All the charges that can be made against an accused person, okay? Throw the book at them. So while you're on Facebook putting all your information up there, okay, they are doing and collecting inside information or analysis, okay? They are wondering and they are basically monitoring to find out that you are following the standards or authority relevant in situations. Okay, so here we go. That one thing that we all do wrong, and I believe that y'all need to stop putting all y'all personal business on Facebook. And it says, a position from which one must answer for certain acts. Now, all these are different definitions of books. You know what I'm saying? The number of tricks a card player side must win before any trick can have, you know what I'm saying, a score value. So there's so many reasons and so many ways that they can use what we love to do against us based on the words that we use. Now, if you take any one of those definitions and you take any one of those words, you break it down on your own, come up with your own conclusion, and it might just change the way you operate when you are using social media, all right? Well, that's about all I want to say on Facebook. I want y'all to continue with y'all own little study on some of those words. Facebook, look at the word, look at tagged. You know, let's find out what Zeus means. You know, Z-O-O-S-S-S-K, I believe it is. Let's find out what those words come from, and then, you know, help yourself out to what you want to do with them. But at this point, I would like for y'all to understand that, yes, we are here every Wednesday, and we are here from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Now, I've seen some other things today that it just broke my heart. It just breaks my heart when I see these things in our city. We have terrible road conditions, man, and they just getting worse and worse and worse. And you hardly ever see the city trucks out trying to patch up these potholes or nothing, which leads me to believe they know something about our weather that we don't know. Because normally at this time of the year, they would have been fixed most of these potholes, if not all of them, even on the side streets. You know what I'm saying? But they just leaving us, tear up our shit whenever we hit them. So let's be a little bit more vigilant out there driving in the city roads. This is your boy E-Max Image, and I have a song that I would like to play for you. All right? Let's talk radio.
Varsity Music. E-Max the Image. I came. I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me, that means royalty, we built a legacy. All hail Caligula, leave that fool alone, he settled for Rome, the whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword, shield of justice. For this overlord, commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire, it was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw. Conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard, but I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voice It, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered, we doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with Dynasty, Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Swish Fam, CD release, where's the beef sequel, giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it. What? 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 We doing it. What?
Wouldn't you like to see it? You know, wouldn't you like to see it again?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Hood Talk Radio, man. And I want to apologize out there because I didn't do something that I usually do all the time, and that is put my disclaimer out there that no, Blog Talk Radio may or may not support the things that I'm saying. These are views for myself based on my personal opinions or research that I did for my own analysis and thesis. So thank you. If you have something or a problem with what I have to say on by the Blog Talk, they'll just direct you to me. So save your time, your energy, and call the number 646-478-0944. Press that one key and holler at me. All right? That's what you do if it's something you don't like or if it's something you like that I said you would make a comment. Something that that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. What's going on? And I don't know. I really need to know this. What the hell is going on with all this? I don't want to be in a relationship shit that people is putting each other through. What the hell is all of that? Somebody please tell me. We have been suffering some crazy things going on in our city. And I really want to know what the hell is going on with the people in our city. We don't have, remember when we had like city groups and street clubs and all that shit? What happened to those? Did all of the people that, you know, wanted to be on the street club and all of this shit, remember all the old nosy people that used to walk up and down the street?
Yeah.
And be looking all in everybody's driveway like, and then go back down the street and tell everybody on the other side of the street what's going on in your driveway. You know, what happened to them groups? Because yeah. Them groups kept the street safe. You know, what you doing back there, boy? And they see, you know, the police rolling up on you. Man, what happened to them? You know what I'm saying? People don't care about what goes on their streets no more, man. I took a good look at what's happening, you know, and I see our city becoming the statistic that they say it is. And it's really up to the people, man, to turn this shit around, because our elected officials can't get away with the shit they're getting away with if we don't put them in office.
Ooh. You know
what I'm saying? So pay attention to when you go to that voting and that ballot box, because I kind of superficially read some article about they still fighting over voter rights in Ohio.
Yes, sir.
That's something.
Yeah.
See, we more in tune to that plane that they said disappeared. We want to know what happened to the damn plane. We don't care about why they still fighting over voter rights.
Right.
We don't care that the FBI and the CIA is the organization that secretly hired Mark Zuckerberg to put up Facebook, and we saving them millions of dollars of our own taxpayer money by giving them all of the information that they need to investigate us. And they came up with the conclusion that we really don't give a fuck about what they do, and that is why they're doing all of the shit that they're doing. How many people, and I posted a video, and I did it on purpose. All of these Illuminati people out there, Illuminati doing this, Illuminati doing that, Illuminati doing this, Illuminati doing that. So I posted a video up there on the Illuminati, and it's 1 hour and 42 minutes. But it's 1 hour and 42 minutes of some astounding information. And so I put the challenge up there, how many of the speculators are going to sit long enough to watch this video, just as long as they watch this video, just as long as they watch television? You know what I'm saying? You can sit down, you can watch the Housewives of Hollywood, fantasize about those lives. You know, I watched that movie, I watched that little show once, and all I've seen is dope boy girlfriends. That's just how the big-time dope boy girlfriends in the neighborhood act, the same way. So that Housewives of Hollywood, that ain't nothing but a cleaned-up version of what goes on in the hood, for real. But instead of being thousandaires, these motherfuckers is married to millionaires. And albeit it's a sport, it's a legitimate occupation. The dope man ain't no legitimate occupation. He might be a good dude, but he's a dope man. One day he may not come home because what he's doing is illegal. And you trying to build a foundation on some illegal shit, sand, so that when the waters come up and bump against the sand, what does it do? It corrodes and it washes away with the tide. So, hey, you know, you want to sit there and watch the Housewives of Hollywood or Crazy Basketball this and Crazy Hood Wives. How about that show, Crazy Hood Wives? Somebody do that. You know? Hood would be a hell of a story. Hood wives.
No.
Shit. That would be something to see. Because that's all that Basketball Wives in Hollywood do. It's had a dope man wives from the hood. That's a show. It would blow the fuck up. I swear it would. So let's do a little bit more eye-opening, information-seeking things. That just might help your life become a little bit better. Sad to say, having fun at 50, it ain't the same like you was 20 and 25. It come with a little bit more consequences and repercussions. Because by the time you're 50, if you ain't got your shit together and you still living life like it's one big gigantic party, when you wake up with a hangover the next day, you ain't going to have no money or a motherfucking future, and you're going to be downtown in that line wondering why your damn food stamps ain't coming. I know people like this. All they want to do is have fun. That's what's important. And they use that excuse like the millionaire niggas on the radio. You only live once. You only live once. So why not make the best of it? Why would you want to live the one life you have partying and getting out? Figure out how to make your life better. That man on that video got his millions, and you bought that CD to help him get there. Which is fine with me. Just make sure when I drop my shit, you buy mine too. Because you know me. I'm going to give something. I'm going to give something back to you.
Right.
I'm going to give you something that you can benefit from. Me being a millionaire, you know, just like that man go back to his hometown and he tell you in his music, I come to the States to make my money and then I take it back to the code. Y'all don't know what the code is. You need to study and find out what it is so you'll know what Drake's saying. I come to the States, I come stateside to make my money, and then I fly back to the code. Figure out what that is and then you'll know what he do when he get his money. He come here, make his money, and go back to Canada and spread it out with his people. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole name of the game. I want to send a shout-out to D. Gambit. He called in the Al Show Monday night, man. Just want to send big ups to my dude, Bored and Restless Radio. Miss Contagious will be back, y'all. She's doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? We talk. So I want to send a shout-out to her, too, and send shouts out to everybody that's on the lineup for this Friday at Tucker's Casino. So I'm ready to have some fun. I hope y'all do, too. 646-478-0944. We got 10 minutes left in the show. I just want to ask Al, you got anything you want to say, Al?
Actually, there is. I just want to say, first and foremost, that I appreciate once again the knowledge that's being dropped because I'm not going to take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? So for you to get up there and talk about Facebook, man, I can't wait for the part two of this. As a matter of fact, while I'm on that subject, I just want to say again, I am looking forward to enjoying myself for the simple fact that that Friday will be like party time that evening because earlier that day I'll be walking across the bridge at West 25th talking about the Little Red Sambo, Chief Wahoo, and that'll be like West 25th at Detroit. And when we do that, I'll be marching over to say hello to the greetings to the former job where I used to work there, like from about 1995 to 2002 is when I worked there, and I'll never forget. I done a track called Oh My Goodness. It was called My Opinion, and people liked it. They actually bought the cassette, even though I said Wahoo looks like a Little Red Sambo, and the actual name of the track was called My GDO, and it was meant by, well, it was my goddamn opinion. And so,
okay.
It's just that.
I knew that was going
out. So with that being said, it's just an honor and a pleasure once again that I had to. The first person that I asked publicly on the radio to be on that show, Bill, was Emacs the Image, because if it's one thing, I respect the person who wants the truth out there, and I will never forget, wow, 2 years ago when I was given that honor to at least join you on and be a part of that Hood Talk family, Varsity Music and all of that. So that's what it is right now, just spreading knowledge, and that's all I can add in there is you don't forget where you come from. And trust me, once that CD, the single, and then that album of yours dropped, instead of me saying, yo, E, can you give me a free copy? I'm going to buy that because I know that the money coming in from you, I know where it's going back into. So that's all I have to say on that.
And you know that's what's up. Now, I do want to send out a little further disclaimer that I am not by any means advocating nobody use social media, i.e. Facebook, or anything else out there that might help your day to be a better day. I'm all for it, okay? The thing is the content. You know what I'm saying? You want to be sparing with, oh, you know what I'm saying, my sister just spit out a baby by from some nigga she met in Toronto who introduced him to some dude in California. We don't care about all that. That's your personal business. That's some things that maybe your boyfriend or your other girlfriend didn't need to know about. The government show don't know about it. The millions of people that's connected to your account really don't care about it, but they will still use that against you. So be smart. Use it for what it's really for. It's a networking. It's for networking. It's for great deep thoughts. It's even stupid ignorant shit if that's what you want to use it for. But just like in your music, just like in our music, some idiots are good at not masking anything they have to say. Some of us are. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to tell the world that you quit to lay a motherfucker in the bushes in the middle of the night with your AK, keep putting that shit on Facebook, and every time they find somebody in the bushes with an AK wound, guess who they're going to come and see?
Woo!
I'm only telling you some things because this is what I'm seeing, okay? Ladies, if a man tell you that you're not pretty without makeup, don't take that shit to heart. You know what I'm saying? Because if he can make you feel unpretty because you don't wear makeup, because you wear makeup, then you got to prove that you are beautiful without makeup by not having makeup on one day and letting it be known on all your little social media network that I am beautiful despite the fact that I wear makeup just for expression. Fine. But if I can tell you that you're not beautiful when you don't wear makeup, guess what else I can make you do? If I can make you wipe that expression off your face just by some words that I said, imagine in your head the things that I could say to you to make you do some things you would probably never ever thought that you would do. Stop being so controllable. You understand? In other words, if I didn't make it so plain, stop letting motherfuckers pimp you. Okay? Because in the pimp game comes in more than one way. It don't always mean you being out on the corner on the street. You know what I'm saying? Bringing that money home. It could be you being at home cooking dinner for me while I'm out running the streets with other women. It could be anything that I can make you change your life and change your habits to selfishly suit my needs and my sport, and you'll do it. Just imagine what road somebody else can lead you down. Stop being a sheep. Stop being a follower. Teach yourself how to lead yourself, and others will follow you. All right? I'm going to say that again. Teach yourself how to lead yourself, and others will follow you. Don't be a follower, y'all. Choose to live your life for yourself. Choose to think for yourself. Choose to learn. Sometimes you have to shut up and listen. And you learn things, and then you research the things you've heard for validity before you repeat them to somebody else. You know, that's actually what that statement means. Think before you speak. Because when you speak about shit that you don't know, or you jump into a conversation and you're not sure how far along that conversation has gone, don't even say nothing. Just listen. And you might catch up to where the conversation is. This your boy E. Max, and I want to thank Al Porter coming in and joining me tonight. I appreciate it. We will be back with the definitions of social and media, and I will try my damnedest not to make it so boring for y'all. I want to thank Chris and Clark for calling in earlier in the show with the Sports Minute. Thank you very much, Al Porter, for bringing them on board. And that,
no problem,
is what we do out here at Hood Talk Radio. Don't forget, we do play music from local artists, and we will be at Tucker's Casino this weekend. Now, I'm not sure if we're going to be broadcasting live just for the simple fact that I want to have some damn fun. Okay? Hopefully we'll have all our video recording equipment set up and in place so that we can make this another memorable moment, and we can actually share it with you on the various pages that we have, you know what I'm saying, available to you to share. You can always catch us on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? You catch your boy E-Max the Image on E-Max the Image on Facebook or under Eric Robinson, whichever way you want to look. But if you go to E-Max the Image, it's faster. But if you go to Eric Robinson, you're going to have to search. So there's a challenge. Find me, and I'll know who you are. You can also find Al. Al, tell them how they can find you on Facebook.
Alfred Porter Jr., that's J.R. with a period. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. So that's Alfred Porter, J.R. period, Jr.
And that's what's up. And I'm the big dude with the glasses on his face. Look, everybody see I got a sinister smile on my face. So just look for that. Eric Robinson or E-Max Image, same photo. But y'all know what it is, y'all. We coming to a close tonight. We thank y'all very much for tuning in to Hood Talk Radio, and we will be back Friday night with Hood Tunes Radio at 8, waiting for your phone calls and your listens. Thank you to everybody that's online. I'm seeing the numbers, and they're growing. And I appreciate it. We got 10 seconds to go. I love you all. Knowledge. Knowledge, y'all. Knowledge is the tool, okay? Knowledge is a tool. It ain't the power. It's the tool. Check it out, y'all. This your boy E, and I'm out of here.